getting a lot of attention of it here in New York because we saw this turn political last week. There was a special congressional race. The Republican contender made this an issue. We've already seen some Republican presidential hopefuls questioning the president's support of Israel. President Obama had hopes for an Israeli-Palestinian peace agreement last year when he addressed the UN General Assembly, speaking of an independent, sovereign state of Palestine.
The pride and dignity that comes with their own state.
A year later, with no agreement in sight, and Palestinians now pushing a controversial measure to apply to the UN Security Council for statehood, the U.S. has promised to veto the move. As the U.S. stands with Israel, it comes at a time when the president has faced some criticism in New York for not being a strong enough supporter of Israel and a fellow Democrat leading the charge.
President Obama is a nice guy, and I like him, and I helped elect him, and all of those things. He threw Israel under the bus.
Former New York City Mayor Ed Koch helped make Israel an issue in New York's 9th congressional district race and supported the Republican who won last week. There's also this full-page ad in the New York Times from a conservative pro-Israel group. A former Israeli government negotiator says it's all about partisan politics.
I think American Jews will end up voting on the same issues that the rest of the Americans will have. And if the president ends up having a Jewish problem, it will be because he has an American problem, not because of the Israel policy. I think the president has shown himself to be an ally of Israel.
But a former U.S. Middle East negotiator for both Republican and Democratic presidents says the president has work to do in building a relationship with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
He doesn't exude the kind of empathy and sympathy for Israel, for the idea of Israel, that some of his predecessors, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, did. I'm not suggesting for a moment he's anti-Israel, but he doesn't create the kinds of bonds that previous presidents have.
The problem this time around is that you have an unusual situation in which the Israeli Prime Minister is finding it very difficult to show any gratitude and is perceived by many to have positioned himself as an opponent to President Obama, almost whatever President Obama does.
And Wolf, underscoring how this is becoming a political issue, Republican presidential hopeful Rick Perry is scheduled to be in New York tomorrow meeting with Jewish leaders on the Palestinian issue.
This is a big issue right now. And so far, the president, the White House saying the president will meet Wednesday with Prime Minister Netanyahu, but no meeting scheduled, at least not yet, with the Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas. We'll see what happens on that front. Friday will be a huge day. Mary, thanks.